Okay, we are up to Simin Yud Beis Sif Katan Yud. It's on page Pei Tes, the top of the page. Yesh loy l'odom l'kvoya loy beis ha-knesa beis ha-medesh. She spelled shem l'kvias. The Kitzer tells us that it's critical. A person should have in the same shul all the time. Don't go shul hopping. Shtibul hopping.
Which page are you?
Page Pei Tes. Simin Yud Beis. Simin Yud Beis. Pei Tes. Yesh loyal adam lekvoyal beis haknesa beis hamedrash yispal shom bekvius. V'gam yikvan, if not only should the beis haknesa be kavua, in the beis haknesa you should have a mokoyim kavua. V'gam yikvan lo shom mokoyim yuchal letfilosoy v'chol toich dalet amos kichad mokoyim choshev dalet amos that don't get carried away. If you come to a shul and someone is sitting in your chair, it's not cool that you're changing the mokoyim kavua if you sit in the chair on the side, because the chair on the side is within your dalet Amos. So always make a calculation if it's kedai to insult, to get into a fight, and to throw out the person sitting in your chair when you can sit next to him. You have to be very, very careful. I always marveled that years ago I used to come very early in the mornings. I would come to this medrash, there'd be no one there, place empty, place can hold 400 people, and there's one person there. And he's sitting in my seat. What are the chances? What are the chances? This guy come here early in the morning, has to sit. How do you explain it to him? I come in there. I come there. How do I explain to him, I'm sorry, you're in my seat. He looks at me like I'm from Mars.
It happened to me when I had my parents over. It was Erev Shabbos, so we went to shul. My father's a Yekki, so he came, and the shul was empty. By Rabbi Steinborn, so
small
shul.
And
so my father says, you know what, let's sit by the bathroom, the least desirable seat. My father took a seat there. 2 minutes later, somebody came, excuse me, you're in my seat.
What are the chances? It happens. Okay, so therefore, v'chol toch talamus kachad makam choshev. V'toyv im yachol dekvoy loy makam eitz lakir. Ideally, you should sit near a wall. Kedimotzin bechizkiyo hamelech. The chesiv it says vayaset chizkiyo ponav lakir. He turned his face when he was mispal. He was critically ill, and he turned his face towards the wall. From there, we learn that it's ideal to down in front of a wall. There are no distractions. There's nothing to look at, and you can properly concentrate on your davening. V'layamad v'layesha betfila eitz l'rasha. Do not stand and do not sit near a wicked person for two reasons. You learn from his evil ways, and it's not good to be near him spiritually. Furthermore, this is important halach, when a person has daven at home, every so often you have no choice but to daven at home, you should have a mokum miyuchad in your home for davening, a mokum kavua, shlo yibal balu b'nei beis, so that he should not be confused by people of your home. Let's see in the bottom. Let's see if you're on the it's dalid on the bottom. Now here is talking about where do you sit? We have halach when it comes to a meal. A gadol mesa means to recline barosh. If you come into a su'udah and there are a number of people, so we put the gadol at the dais. Gadol mesa, that doesn't really mean the dais. In the ancient times, they had little tables. They would sit together. There would be one area which would be designated as the rosh. The gadol shall sit barosh. Do we apply that concept to the beis haknesses? As we all know, the beis haknesses, you have the mizrach. You put the chashuv by the mizrach. Today, you don't really see this all the time anymore. It's not as in style as it used to be. The Mizrach is a different generation. The gadol makes the brosh v'chein b'yeshiva. So it says here v'chein b'yeshiva. When it comes to a yeshiva, when you study Torah, there should be a hierarchy. There should be a different section where the chashuvim sit. Halech achar hachochma, the one that is wisest sits brosh. With a mesiva achar hazikna, and mesiva we go after zikna. So he's coming to the front. When it comes to chochma, when it comes to Torah, the one that sits in the front is the one who is the wisest. The one that's the wisest, the one that has the most Torah knowledge, is not necessarily the oldest. You could have a young Talmud Chacham. When it comes to a meal, when it comes to eating, then you give honor to age. The one that's oldest sits b'roshim. That's only true when it comes to a place. So it's coming to say something faster. That's only true when it comes to where you're coming. It's a one-time deal. You're coming to a hotel, and everyone is coming here for a retreat, for some convention, and you're assigning seats. So when it comes to the meal, who do you put Barosh? It says you should put the oldest people. They sit in the most mechumdik and mechumos when it comes to the dining room. When it comes to the base medrash, when it comes to the shul, if you're giving assigned seats in the place where they're going to hear a shir that's going to be learning, the chachamim are the ones that sit barosh. But what about a base hakneses that is something which is in existence for generations? So do we have the same degree? It's in other words, if, yeah, let's say for example you have over a generation, you have a person that's a Talmud Chacham and he sits in a certain location and he has children and the children sit with him, and then over time the Talmud Chacham, he retires, he moves to Eretz Yisrael, and his children remain sitting. The children not necessarily the same stature as their father, or just the opposite. The children are very great Talmidei Chachamim and they're sitting in the back because they're the person, their father who used to sit there, was that's where he sat. So do we have to always play musical chairs every Shabbos or every Rosh Chodesh, every Yom Tov? We're going to make a new assessment. We're going to make a new assessment, and we're going to make musical chairs. And who here is Choshev? And will everyone will bring in their tax returns? We'll see who makes the most, and we will reassess the situation. What? We'll reassess the situation. No such thing. Avol shall base hakneses otu adam gadol sheyeshev b'rosh. Does this mean that if a person is an adam gadol sheyeshev b'rosh, who sits b'rosh, the hoyled ben and has a little kid? Parrots, and the little kids are parrots. He's a troublemaker. Okay, he's not known to be from the big Russian yeshiva. Yifnes mekaymai, the yeshiva gadol b'mekaymai. Does that mean that we have to go kick him out of his seat because this seat that he's sitting in, it's not fit for him? He's sitting in the front, and we have to put something that's more chashuv? That's ridiculous. The yeshiva gadol b'mekaymai lo yasekein. Ela b'nachaloso yidbak. Everyone should stick to their inheritance. See, unfortunately, we don't really have it, because the new generation among Ashkenazim, the derech is they move on. They don't daven in their father's shul. They have to form their own shul. But by the Hasidim in Williamsburg, someone told me it's not uncommon to go to the big Bote Midrashim in Williamsburg, and you'll find there are four generations, the great grandfather, the grandfather, the father, and the child are all sitting and davening together. So then that's exactly what it's saying. Once the makom, the family has, this is their table, that's their table. If it's in the front, the back, that's the way it goes. By us, this halacha doesn't really...
We have more social mobility.
Exactly.
So, family.
The family pew really has a concept. In the church, interesting. But when it comes to us, we don't really appreciate this because it's very common for the new generation. They're not going to daven with the father's daven. They have to form their own community, their own shul. But here it says such a thing. Do not abandon your place. He compares this to inheritance. When it comes to a loss of money, then you don't have to change locations. It's a different sugya. And when you sell places, then there's a loss of money. You put the zakeh. I'm not exactly sure all the details of this tshuva. You have to look into the tshuva. But basically, the idea is that we don't do this in our times. So when you come to shul and you see someone that's very choshev that's sitting not in the front by the mizrach, it's not a kasha because that's where his family sat. That's where it was, and we don't make any big issue out of this. I always wondered about this. I don't know the answer. We learned over here in this halacha that there's an inyan of a makam kavua. You're supposed to have a kavua. The minhag in many shuls when there's a simcha, when a person is, let's say, in the ufraf, or there's a bar mitzvah, or there's some type of simcha, in some shuls, the minhag is that family, they sit at the rav's table in the front, the mizrach. Right?
Yeah.
They sit like, if there's a bar mitzvah, the family, even though the whole year, every single Shabbos, they sit in the middle of the Beis HaKnesses, for that particular Shabbos of the bar mitzvah, they sit mizrach at the Rav's side. Oh, but there's a thing called Makom Kavua. Makom Kavua, that's where you'll concentrate, you're accustomed to davening, you'll concentrate. So it appears that that's not the minhag there. Everything has to be, it's relative to the situation that there's an inyan to give cover. There's a minhag Yisrael. It's done in many, many places. Yeah?
The other way also, some simples, some shuls, concept of Makom Kavua, because you're
going to
have so many guests.
Well, I'm saying this, but if you come early on time, you need to only do me a favor, my family's coming, I need a couple more seats, they're very crowded, so you're very fortunate to be in such a shul. You know, it's a tremendous bracha to be in such a shul. I know someone that there's a shul in neighborhood where it's very popular, it's a big shul, and someone wanted to become a member. So, membership, it's a $500 membership, by the way, we can't guarantee you get a seat for Rosh Hashanah. You can say that to a person. Can you imagine? You can get away with saying such a thing. I want to become a member. I want rights. Okay, fine. $500. You'll have rights. You'll get an Aliyah on Shabbos. But we're so crowded. We can't guarantee for the Yom Narom we'll be able to give you a seat. Could you imagine such a shul, such popularity? You can get away with that. Most shuls will be chalashing. You come for free. Just come. We need to fill up the place.
We've got to go to before Rosh Hashanah. You're going to be in for Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
We're going to need your seat.
That's an amazing thing. It all depends on the situation, all the relative. But there is a makom kavua. But there is. It doesn't bring this down. There's a minhag. It's a very popular minhag. I've seen it many places, many times. It's a beautiful thing. There's a simcha. The Bali Simcha Sit Barosh, that Shabbos. Yeah.
Sally, you asked before, it's a very good one about what happened with yourself and you came early.
Yeah.
Suppose you come and somebody's sitting in your seat.
It all depends.
What's your right?
It all depends. You can't generalize. You can't generalize. You have to assess the situation. There are all different types of people, different types of situations, and every situation is different. If you know the person, this guy is a tough guy, is a difficult person, you don't want to say boo, so you won't dive into that one tefillah, so you won't sit there. He's an easy person, nice guy, you know him from somewhere, you can explain to him, he won't be upset. This, you cannot generalize in these matters. That's
pashut.
Every situation is different, period. It's very, very simple. Let's go forward. The next. Yud Aleph. Mitzvah Loris L'Kishin Kishohoil. Another thing I saw very interesting. I really want to spend more time on this Sefer. I was Sefer on the Kishonach. He says, he brings down from, could be the Magen Avraham, who gets the right to sit near the Aron HaKodesh? In the Dalet Amos of the Aronites, we're totally desensitized to these things. Ancient times, to sit in front of the Aron, in the vicinity of the Aron, you have to be a tzaddik. You have to be a zaken. That makom is so holy, sacred. You don't just let any ordinary person sit by the Aron. This is for the Yechidim. I remember when I was in yeshiva, so our 10th grade Rebbe told us that when he grew up, he was afraid to walk in the front of the Beis Medrash. The front of the Beis Medrash, there were such great Talmidei Chachamim, to even walk in the front, forget about sitting in the front of the Beis Medrash, even to walk in the front of the Beis Medrash was off limits for, you know, the young, inexperienced boys. There's such a thing, sensitivity to the mokka in different parts of the Beis HaKnesses, and unfortunately I think a lot of that is lost on us today. Yudalf, mitzvah loritz, the kesholch, the Beis HaKnesses, the mitzvah run, when you go to Beis HaKnesses, or the Beis HaMedrash, or the Shah mitzvah, it's mitzvah to run. It's a pasuk. Shnemar nirdufo lodas es Hashem. It's a pasuk. You shall run, let us run, to know Hashem, uksiv derech mitzvah secha arutz, to the way of your commandments, arutz, I will run. So you're allowed to run on Shabbos for a Dvar Mitzvah. Aval
B'Soich Beis HaKnesses. Why would I think that I can't run on Shabbos?
You're not allowed to run on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take a Psiya Gasa. You're not allowed to take a Psiya Gasa on Shabbos. Uvdu D'chol. Shabbos is a Yom Menucha. And running is what you do during the week. Only on during the week you speed during the week. On Shabbos... Small steps, gentle, menucha, it's derech menucha. So you're not allowed to take large steps, however, but if you're running for a dvar mitzvah, that is permitted. Period. Now, I will b'sech b'sech, but once you come to b'sech b'sech, then b'sech b'sech b'sech, also, when you walk into the lobby, yeah, you're not allowed to run. Yisha me'ad shelo yichnas bepesa pesaim. You should not enter suddenly. It's a halacha. Halacha, before you walk into the Beis HaKnesses, you pause to reflect. You're coming into a holy place. And you walk in the yirta, and you shall tremble, the yitchad, and you shall bring upon yourself fear. Me hadar ga'ono yisprach, from the splendor, the exaltedness, and the splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisprach shmo v'yom ha'pasek, you shall say the pasek, va'ani b'roiv chastecha avo ve'secha. It's tremendous chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were so kind to me that you brought me here. Can't take it for granted. Rachman al-Sam, many people don't even know, many Jews have been lost. The fact that you've been born into an environment where people taught you and trained you the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, to be marked as Ribbono Shel Olam, is not something you can take for granted, and therefore requires a special pasuk, Va'ani b'roiv chastecha avoy ve'secha. Shuhu kimo netilas reshus, this is as if he asking HaKadosh, please grant me permission. V'achar yichles, and then enter. V'yelch be'ema, enter with fear, v'yira, k'holich lefnei melech. In the place where you can do this, where they have streets, they have Jewish streets, and they're clean. There's no tzoa in the streets. It's a beautiful mitzvah. It's to put on the talis outside the Beis HaKnesses. You put tefillin in your home. The yelech kach lebeis HaKnesses, and to walk like this to Beis HaKnesses. Or makom shem in amus, you can't do that. Shach la avar derech mavos mitunafos. You have to walk in the streets which are dirty. Yesh l'satef betzitz ulonich tefillin beproizdoi, in the lobby. It's a very beautiful minute if someone can do this. If you have to come very early, of course, to be in a frame of mind to do it properly, and to put on the tefillin and the talis in the prozdar, in the lobby, shel Beis HaKnesses. And look what he says, it's very powerful words. Ki hu inyan gadol lichnois lebeis HaKnesses me'utuf betzitzes u'muchtar betul. It's not just a frum thing to do. He says powerful words. He doesn't use his words lightly, the kitz shulchan aruch. It's an inyan gadol lichnois lebeis HaKnesses, when you are enveloped me'utuf betzitzes u'muchtar betzfilin, and your crown wearing your tefillin. So the first thing to do that, that's halacha, you should put your tefillin in the lobby and come to Beis HaKnesses. Many people do this, right, in the hallway. That's only the second best thing. The best thing is even to put the tefillin on in your home. So that you can't do here, obviously. You can't walk in the street, not today, no way today. But people do this. I've seen this when I was in camp. So I saw, I found
the
I remember when I was like, used to go to Camp Morris. So I remember very clearly, Rav Aaron Shech, to the Rosh Yeshiva, he would put on tefillin in his bungalow, and it's like a 5-minute walk, maybe a little bit less. He would walk from his bungalow, like on the road, and it was private grounds. Everything was clean, and we'd walk into the Beis Medrash wearing talis and tefillin. It made a very big impression upon many people, how he did that. He walked in the street. Now here in America, here he's not going to walk. He puts on in his office, and he comes into the Beis Medrash. And many people put on, many boys in the yeshiva, they put on their talis and tefillin, or their tefillin in the lobby, and they come in. That's already in every shul. You have people that do that. They put on the lobby, they come into the Beis HaKnesses. It's Ferish Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Next, Yud Beis. In Achmas, Ezel Enes, In Yachal Lelach Beis Haknesses Lebeis Hamedrash. Afilu L'Shar Minyan Kavu Yesh La Ezel Minil Milleches. If a person cannot go to the Beis Haknesses, or cannot go to any particular minyan, Yisamets L'Kabets Asar Nashim Yispal L'Kolpon Beis Betzibor. If you can do that, that's quite a feat to get 10 people to come to your home to daven. You can't make a minyan. They have minyan. No, it's very even an ovel. It's very hard. It's one of the hardest things to get a minyan to come to a Beis Avel. Just because a person's very popular, has a lot of friends, for them to come every single day, that's a real friend. You want to know who your real friends are. If someone comes every day to a minyan like that, they break away from what they're used to. It's very, very hard.
It's not the concept of breaking the minyan. In other words, you're breaking the minyan.
No, that's already, you have no responsibility, you have an achrayus.
Right.
That's already, you also have an achrayus to your family, you have to take your children to school, and you have to work. You can't always do it, it's very hard. I'm talking about a situation where you can do it. Even that I can do it, but this is not what I'm used to. I'm used to davening in shul, that's where I have kavana, I know the routine. It's a certain pattern. It's very, very hard. It's very hard to convince people, even if they can do it, to come to a base, especially when they don't know the person. They know the person, they're really different, whatever the story is, but it's a very good thing if you cannot, many avail them, if they cannot have a minyan, so they go to shul. It's not the end of the world. You don't have a minyan. So you go, you can, during the Avelus, your person can go to the Beis HaKnesses to daven there. This is a very important halacha. If a person is not well, he has a cold, he has the flu, and this week he's just not going to make it to the Beis HaKnesses, so there's a halacha, there's a hiddur, that you should daven the same time you normally would daven in your shul. If you normally daven every single day at 7 o'clock, so those, oh, today I'm not feeling well, so I'll daven 9 o'clock at home, I'll daven 8 o'clock. If anyway you're going to get up, you should make the extra effort to daven the same time you normally would daven in the Beis HaKnesses, and connect yourself. It's a very important halacha in tefillah. Yisvalko upon b'shosha atzibur, mispel means you are tzibur. Hey, in Flatbush, there's a minyan every single moment of the day, from 6 o'clock in the morning until 12 o'clock. You probably can find the minyan some, but that's not what it means. It means, where do you normally daven? What's your minyan? Your tzibur. Your tzibur davens at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6:30. Connect yourself with your tzibur. Sha'asu eis rotzen, that's an eis rotzen for you. Yeah?
I had a story. I used to teach at a place called Free Institute in Crown Heights.
Yeah.
And I was there one time, and for some reason, a man called me, who was in charge. But they were davening mincha at 7:07.
Yeah.
So he had an intercom connection with the shul. It's not that he was Yotze, Kedusha, or
he just wanted to connect.
Davening, and they're davening.
Okay, alright, okay. Okay, it's interesting. He's definitely taking this halacha to the extreme. Absolutely. When you say 770, if you wouldn't say 770, if you wouldn't say 770, you would say Stan is connecting to the Aguda or to the Young Israel. Okay, but when you say that he's connecting to 770, alright, we're infrared cameras, what?
I said he had the camera.
He had the camera. Capture the spirit. Already you're getting me scared, you're getting me nervous.
Did you take it so far to say you could daven by the same minion every day?
That's what he said in the beginning. We learned that in Yud.
Right.
Yud, Ye Shloy Lo Adam Likvoy Loy Beis HaKnes Beis HaMedrash Yispal Shom Likvias. Yes. A person ideally should daven every single day in the same shul, the same minyan, everything should be the same. Ideally. Ideally, you should, today, the average person in this community is a member who is associated, is a member, paying member, but is associated with at least three shuls.
Secondary.
At least. There's a Friday night shul,
yes.
There's a weekday morning shul, there's a Shabbos morning shul, and then many people have a special shul for Shabbos Mincha, and they have a special shul for Mitzvah Shabbos, right? Rabbi Garfinkel, very popular for Mitzvah Shabbos,
yes,
right? A special Mitzvah Shabbos meaning. Mitzvah Shabbos minyan, Friday night minyan, and the Shabbos morning minyan, weekday minyan, and then maybe a few in between. You're associated with a lot of different shuls. Is that a ma'il or chasaron? Look, maybe you have to look at the good side. This is the way it is. If this is the way it is, so look at the good side. Don't always look at the bad side. Years ago, you go back, tell this to your great-grandfather, you'll be horrified. You have a community, one shul for the whole community.
Well, you just hit on it. The sense of community.
It's different. It's different. It's not necessarily so bad. It's redefined. You can't say, you can't criticize. It's not so bad.
You know, used to say, you judge by what, I remember I told.
Yeah.
In one of the speeches says, people are judged where they daven Shabbos morning. That's the key.
In halacha, it's brought down
not in terms of halacha, but in terms of perception.
Yeah, that's true. It's still true today. It's definitely, when you ask a person on a shidduch resume, where do you daven? So what do they put down on a shidduch resume? They daven Shabbos morning. That's where I identify. That is identified. Yes. There's a glad choose a person as yard site, but yes, there are multiple chiyuvim who has kedima, and you only daven in this shul during the week. And now you're a member. You're a paying member. Well, a paying member, but you daven here during the week. But you never daven here on Shabbos. Rarely. Very occasionally you daven on Shabbos. And there's another person who davens here every single Shabbos. There's also a paying member. And there's a conflict. Who has kedima? Halacha, the one that davens here on Shabbos, every Shabbos has kedima. Because that's his shul. You are where you daven Shabbos morning. Many people try to challenge that. They say that's not necessarily true today. I don't think so. I think it is true today.
Bezdin Paskins, where you daven Shabbos.
Shabbos. Even now.
There's a lot of problems in shuls.
Yeah.
They put out what they call the blue paper. And they paskin the rabbis.
What's the blue paper?
they called it a blue paper, yeah, whatever it is, and they paskin that Shabbos morning is the Ikev because it came up in the Taurus.
Yeah.
They had to make a determination.
People even today.
In the morning, yeah, wanted Kadima, they davened there 6 days a week.
Right. No, it doesn't matter. Shabbos morning, even today in the 21st century, that's still halacha, still about years ago, for sure it applied. For sure. But even today everyone is on the move, everyone is moving around, people are very eager to go. There's like, there used to be a simcha. A simcha, I'm not going to daven where you daven. I'm going to daven my regular minyan. I'll come for the kiddush. Today, many people are very jittery. Oh, you're making a simcha. I'm coming there for the whole davening. I want to see. I'm very curious to see that community. I want to be there. I'm very eager to leave where I daven the regular Shabbos to get a taste of a different shul. That eagerness to leave where you're used to davening is much different today. I'm not in spirit. It's different today than it was years ago. Years ago, people were definitely more grounded in a particular shul, at least from my perception. And today, people are not grounded to that same degree. They don't want to be grounded. They want to explore.
It depends.
People are very curious today. There's so much going on today. People are very curious. They like to see a nice new shul, the construction, what it looks like, the people, the rabbi, the community. People are very curious. There's much more curiosity today than there was years ago. Is it true? And that's why I found that to be.
Yes. And it's been choices. For 40 years,
yeah,
a fixture in the Young Israel of Flatbush, and he has a simcha for a neighbor by the Makavava Rebbe.
He's not running to go there.
Exactly.
Right. In the Chanam, you're right. I'm talking about this, the youngsters, the newlyweds. The newlyweds. He asked the good questions. Which rabbi? You wanted the... You hear me? Okay, I want to finish this. Let's finish.
Become a member just for shidduchim purposes. I don't know.
Did she have that problem?
Let's go. Let's go further.
In the house?
The last line. Let's go. The last line on the page. If you live in a city, where there is no minyan, in the city, you go out of town and you're in a hotel and you want to have a shachris, ideally, where is the Ozolia Chabad? It's a Chabad. It's 5 miles. You can't make it. What time to daven Chabad? 7:30. So you daven in your hotel room at 7:30. That's what it says. Ach im tzarich lilmoid. Don't never daven 7:30. Ach im tzarich lilmoid. Or last thing, b'malachtei hanachut zolo. Person needs to go to work. V'nispar le'el stim in hay. To also lahasil kodem atfilo yochol lahaktim atzvam l'spal takeav b'shnitzachama b'shetonitzachama. If you have no choice, the person has to go for parnasa. And of course, then you can daven as early as you want, provided that it's after sunrise. Sunrise, we know that's not accurate. He means alos hashachar. That's all the halachas that we learned before, and we will learn later much more details about the exact moment when you can, the earliest time you can daven. A person is weak. You cannot wait until the tzibur is finished davening. So it's better to daven early before you eat than to wait and then to eat and daven afterwards. That's a very important halacha which not everyone is aware of. People think that it's better I should eat and daven later. No, it's better you should daven early and not eat, and eat later on. Now, of course, a person, even if you'll daven very early, you can get sick. A person needs to eat, period. Okay, you need to eat. But if you don't need to eat right away, you can daven a good davening and then have breakfast later on. It's better to daven early and eat later on. That is a priority. If it's not, it's a priority to daven first. Only in your home. If you come to Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to daven before the tzibur is davening because it doesn't look good. This is a very interesting thing, which unfortunately we do not have this sensitivity. He's going to discuss it in much more detail in a few moments, but basically the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch was extremely sensitive to the honor of the Tzibur. The Tzibur has a set minyan. They daven at 7 o'clock. It's not right for you to come there at 6:45 and start davening Shemona Esrei. It looks like you're telling the tzibur, your tefillah is not worth anything. I don't hold from you. I'm going to daven when I want. You're going to daven at 10 people. You're going to daven at 10 people at 7:30 or whatever the time is, 6, whatever the time is. I'm going to daven early, and people take note of this. It's a zilzal. You're telling off the tzibur. You do not hold of them. Now, obviously, you'll tell me that today it's not like this. Today, every shul has a minyan factory. 3-4 minyanim. No one perceives it in such a fashion. Enoch Navi is going to say that in a few moments. It really depends. He's going to qualify his statement by telling us it really depends upon society. But he's saying this in the beginning as a matter of fact, that under his time, there was dignity. We totally don't understand this. A Beis HaKnes had a degree of dignity, and it's an insult to the tzibur to come and do your own thing in the shul. Let's go further. The only time you're allowed to do this is when the tzibur is doing shalei kedim. They're davening late. Special reason, then you can do so. The yoiser toiv, but still, if you can avoid doing this and davening the Beis HaKnesses and not the zman of the tzilah, don't insult the tzibur. Yudal Yeshem, some say Shem is spal tzibur Beis HaKnesses. The Akach both tzibur acher lehispalel shem ein leshliach tzibur Hashem ilamoid b'mokoid she'amat harishayim b'nei davi gnai l'harishayim. You hear what he says? Don't be mezalzel. If 1 minion finishes, don't get up after that minion finish when the people are still there and go and daven, go get up to the daven again. It looks like you're telling that first minion, they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't daven, their tefillah was a to'eva, and we have to do it again. It's an insult to the previous minion. Unless people already have left. Don't take out another Sefer Torah when one tzibur, because it looks like that the Sefer Torah that the first group is learning from is puzzle. We're taking out a better Sefer Torah. Aval, he comes now and he qualifies the statement. Aval, I acknowledge Baharbe Kihilois Ein Makpidim Be'elu Hadvarim Vehakol Kemina Kakihila. All depends on the tzibur. So today you go to a minyan factory, no one perceives it as an insult. I have to daven, you have to daven, Baruch Hashem, the community is thriving, there are thousands of people living here, and that's the way it goes, one after another. So obviously there's nothing wrong, but if you think deeply into it, you have a small community, you have to be sensitive to the covet of the tzibur. That's very, very unfortunate. A lot of these shuls, they have these break-off minyanim. People have chiyuvim, and everyone is so insulted, everyone has to daven, so they have break-off minyanim. It's an insult when you break away from the minyan, when you're used to having one large minyan and you break away, it definitely takes so away from. I used to, a certain place I used to frequent. So Mitzvah Shabbos, they totally go, they go berserk. Everyone has a chiyav, or everyone has a yartzeit that week. The yartzeit neshama is seris, so literally every 10 people will be another minyan. And the only reason why they don't have more is because they just don't have the people, right? They're enough chiyuvim. They're more than enough chiyav. Zayda, a great grandfather. This one, this week's is the yartzeit. So this week's the yartzeit of the neshama is seris. They will break up literally in this shul the minyan to 10 people in the main shul. Then the main shul 2 minyanim outside in the hall downstairs. As many as you can get in, they will go. Okay, fine. Okay, besides Shabbos, I can relate. I can understand. But I was there one Shabbos for Shabbos morning Musaf, and I was horrified that for Musaf, Shabbos morning, they closed the Mechitza, and they had 2 minyanim for Musaf. I couldn't believe it. You agree with me, right? Yeah. So I speak to some people, they tell me that I'm crazy. No, I'm crazy.
But this is a new innovation. I don't remember as a child or even as a teenager this concept of another minion.
A breakaway minion.
20 of Balaam. There was 1 minion.
Exactly.
Davin, and that was
exactly.
Rabbi Tov had it. Rabbi Tov at one point used to have it. He's on 23rd Street. Packed house.
Yeah.
This is one of the earliest minyanim of the Shabbos. So he used to have it, 3 or 4 chiyuvim. But it got to the point, the Gabbai realized this minyan was starting. Oh, you started already. Oh, you started already. Come on, we got to go. So you know what they did? That's it.
Adkan. One minyan.
That's it.
If you don't like it, don't daven here.
Go somewhere else.
Very good. Very good. One thing that I find very disturbing, if you have a shul, you have a lot of minyan, and this is my personal preference, you have a lot of minyan, okay, you wouldn't have any effect, fine. It's a very great zilzal I have found that when you have two minyanim overlapping, where the main minyan they're finishing up, they're at Asher Valitzia, and the time has arrived for the next minyan. So the new minyan is starting in the Ezras Nashim, and they shuffle. They shuffle. And the whole day, they're shuffling. It's terrible. It's a terrible zilzal. You want to ask, so you have two minyanim, space them out. If you, where this minyan finishes, everyone clears out.
Overlap,
I find, takes so much, such a large degree, takes away from the kedusha, the sanctity of the minyan. It's just not worth it. But people tell you that I'm crazy. You know,
you're not crazy, but that's what the Rebbe tells you.
This is what it says. The harbei kihilos ein makpidim be'elu hadvarim v'akol kemining akihila. Akol kemining akihila. That's what he says. You should acknowledge in the beginning for 80% of this sifkat. And he says, acknowledge the sensitivity. There's something to it. Ad kedei kach. Don't get up and daven. Don't make another minyan when you, there's a sensitivity. But then he says, "Listen, not everyone agrees." But listen, one more halach and finish. One fifth of the semen. Tezvav kaven ben eliyah zel zel livnes v'zaknesses lebeis amedush luknes soam luma v'hem. You can force the community, can force one another to contribute to the building of a beis hakness and the beis amedush, and to purchase svarim. With makom shein minyan tamid kaven zezeb b'knosos. If you don't come to, we have exactly 10 people in the community. Anyone who doesn't come to Minyan is fined $100. No, it's not a joke. There's a sign, social media, sign, aired show. There's a fund. There's the best thing. Cell phones. It's already out of hand. I think it's better than it used to be. But when the cell phones first became popular, the ringing during davening, during Shmona Esrei, was just off the charts. People say they're a little more sensitive, so there was someone showing a sign, a knas. There's a sign on the door, if the cell phone goes off, $20 knas. No one's going to come to you, and it's understood. You come into the shul, you have to realize that if your cell phone goes off, there's a pushka on the table, you put in $20. Mm-hmm. You don't like the rule, then don't come to the shul. You can come with your cell phone. No one's going to be stand over you and tell you, scream, shut off the phone. That's the rule in this shul. And it works. $20 hurts, even for a wealthy person. It hurts. And people understand the cell phone goes off. Everyone knows he's giving $20 in the push. Knossos work very, very well. Even if they're not enforced, there's a certain guilt that's associated with there's a shame. It's a fantastic idea. I think more shuls should try it, see what happens. It's not going to work every shul, but he says here's such a concept that not when it comes to cell phones, talk about it. You don't come. We have exactly 10 people. 9 people are here. You don't come. You know, that's it. We're going to punish you. We don't want that the Talmud, every single minyan, should be a minyan. Even people who learn the whole day, you have to also participate to the community. Even though learning is not an excuse. Tzfila, there's a din of learning, and there's a din tzfila. Don't use your learning as an excuse not to come to participate in the minyan. There's man Torah l'chud, uzman tzfila l'chud. Okay, we'll stop here.